What will U.S. company profits look like for a quarter where the economy started getting the COVID lockdown? I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. European leaders today could not agree on a new economic stimulus plan, dampening financial markets there, but there seems to be a different mood among market players in this hemisphere. On Wednesdays, we consult Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago.
The Europeans could not come together on a stimulus plan, and I do think that the European markets are showing that. Not particularly happy overnight. Not the same sense of confidence that we're getting from the U.S. markets this week. We're up almost 20% from the lows in the S&P in March. And so I think we've seen a real rebound here. We have good stimulus packages. We appreciate the tailwinds that the government and Fed have given us to provide support through this. And I think investors are really taking that with a positive note and looking forward.
All right. Despite the big stock market fizzle that we saw yesterday. Now, starting next week, corporations are going to start reporting quarterly profits. Are we even going to pay attention? Because it's going to be one giant asterisk.
It is for the first quarter and probably for the second quarter, too. Remember that we're now starting the second quarter and at least April and probably May, not going to be great. But I think what investors want to hear are management's comments about how quickly the businesses can get back up and running once the economy is allowed to start up again, because that is what will drive companies' cash flow. And that's always what we value those stocks on.
Speaking from Chicago, Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The pace of events seems to be moving faster than ever, and it can be a little overwhelming. Sign up for our weekly Make Me Smart newsletter to get the highlights on developments in this COVID economy in one place. It's free, marketplace.org/newsletters.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
It's our job here to keep track of the emergency money the government is trying to get to people during this COVID emergency. Part of the federal response are funds to boost state unemployment checks by an extra $600 a week. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab, which payments are we talking about here?
The federal government is sending $600 a week to people who have been laid off or furloughed. This is on top of state unemployment benefits. The money will go to full-time workers and also part-time and freelance workers who don't usually qualify for assistance.
When are people on state unemployment going to see this extra federal money flowing in?
As early as this week in some states like New York and New Jersey, Missouri and Georgia will start sending out payments next week. But nationally, this could take a few weeks. And experts say some people might not get the checks in time for those May 1st bills.
Now, the stimulus was passed the week before last. Kristen, what have been some of the hurdles in getting the money actually to people?
Well, you can't just hit a button and make money appear in people's bank accounts. Federal and state agencies have to coordinate this. And now unemployment offices have to figure out how self-employed workers will prove they're losing income. Plus, a lot of states are working with outdated technology. New Jersey is looking for volunteers who can work with computers that use a programming language from 1959.
And for those who've yet to file for unemployment?
Yeah, a lot of people are still having trouble getting through the phone lines or submitting an online application. But those people should still get the $600 paid retroactively once they're able to file. And for now, the additional money will be paid through July 31st.
Kristen, thank you. We've been checking in on different sectors of the economy today. Honda, Nissan, and Tesla are now adding themselves to the list of car companies triggering mass furloughs of factory workers. The companies say their people will continue to get benefits, and they expect to have jobs for them on the other side of this mess. Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
Honda calls these difficult actions in unprecedented circumstances. It says it'll stop paying almost 17,000 workers in the US and Canada until May the 1st. Around 10,000 hourly employees at Nissan are affected by what the company stresses is a temporary layoff.
It's so important for these car companies to keep their workforce intact.
Jessica Caldwell monitors the auto industry at Edmunds.
A lot of the jobs that these factory workers do are skilled, and they've built up a talent over time.
Automakers don't want to have to rehire and retrain. They want to be able to restart production quickly. That's why Honda, Nissan, and the Detroit automakers expect workers to be able to come back to their current roles, and until then, qualify for unemployment benefits. Kristen Gicek from the Center for Automotive Research cautions it could be a while.
We're not going to be back up at 100% utilization of these plants in this workforce for some time. It's going to be a slow ramp up on the other side.
She says production can't restart fully until there's demand, so people buying cars, and all the hundreds of auto suppliers around the world are up and running too. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
Fueled by a booming economy, sales of new cars had been on track to hit 16.5 million this year, but that was before the world changed. Sue Carpenter has more.
Reichert Ford is a car dealership near Columbus, Ohio. Like businesses in a lot of states, it's under a stay-at-home order, but it's still allowed to repair and replace vehicles. And these days, a lot more of those services are being coordinated online, says owner Rick Reichert.
What's happened through the coronavirus pandemic is instead of us advertising sales events and come to us, our entire advertising campaign right now is we can come to you.
When Reichert first rolled out its Express Checkout online car buying service 2 years ago, just 1% of customers chose to have their cars delivered to their homes. Today, it's 50%. Michelle Krebs is an executive analyst with Cox Automotive.
We do studies every year that show consumers really would like to do more of the car buying process online,
including pickup and delivery of their vehicles, she says. But until COVID-19, that was a tiny part of the business. Now dealerships for automakers from Lincoln to Mercedes to Porsche are ramping up online sales and home drop-offs, and some are waiving delivery fees that can run as much as $50.
This crisis is forcing that.
Shift is an online used car marketplace based in Southern California. Co-chief executive George Arison says it now offers a way to test drive vehicles without person-to-person contact.
So same way that you might buy food and have it be delivered.
A driver delivers the car to your doorstep and wipes it down with sanitizer before handing over the key. That salesperson doesn't get in the car, so potential buyers can test it without anyone riding shotgun. Arison says sales are down, but visits to the Shift website have doubled since the coronavirus. Other online vehicle shopping sites are also reporting upticks in visitors. But will consumers be able to buy a car with a spike in unemployment?
The biggest thing we heard from people is the ability to defer payment.
Matt Van Dyke directs U.S. marketing at Ford Motor Company, which, like many automakers, is offering payment deferrals and 0% financing. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.
And there's a guy who set up an investment fund that hedges against extreme events. Universa made 4,000% for its clients last quarter. What is next? The Wall Street Journal reports Mark Spitznagel is telling his investors he has no idea, but that he's ready. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.